At the mall today, I'm sitting with Mom waiting for Dad and Anastasia. As I watch for them, who do I see but Clint Hammond and a woman that I guess is his mother strolling past the Apple store. He sees me, waves, and walks towards us. I channel my inner calm. "Hey," he says, giving me a nod. "What's up?" "Nothing much," I say, nodding back. This is my mother," he says. "Glad to meet you, Mrs. Hammond," I say. I even offer my hand. I know how to be polite to grown-ups. "And this is my mother," I add, tapping my mom's forearm. Mom's not working today, so she's wearing a pair of black leggings and a white t-shirt decorated with shiny purple hearts. The slogan today says, "Happier than a unicorn eating cake on a rainbow." The two moms greet each other, and holy moly, they really hit it off. Mom's telling Clint's mother, whose name is Sarah, about some new athletic clothing store opening up next week. And Clint's mom, it seems, is excited about the slime store. Something about a birthday present for her niece. They're chatting about t-shirts and slime stuff and legging designers. I had no idea such a job even existed. Mom would be great at that. While they babble on, I notice Clint's holding a Lego bag. "What'd you get?" I ask. He shrugs. "I picked up a special order from the Lego store." "Legos? Aren't those for 5-year-olds?" I blurt out before I think. Oh. Clint's eyes flicker as the sunlight from the skylight hits his hair, and just then, it looks almost golden for a second, shining. I can't believe I just said such a thoughtless thing, and my brain is scrambling to make up for it. But he tells me, "I go to Lego competitions around the country. Around the world, actually." He gets an excited look on his face. "I've been to London and Madrid." "Competitions? For Legos?" I ask, stunned. "Yeah. We have teams and we race to see who can assemble the best robotic Lego creation in the allotted time. It's serious fun." "Wow, I had no idea. You must have to be a fast thinker to come up with inventions like that." "I guess," he says, kind of grinning, but kind of shyly too. "I play the piano," I tell him, suddenly feeling kind of shy myself. "I have a competition coming up in a few weeks." "That's pretty cool," he says. "You any good?" "Not too shabby," I admit. Clint looks over at our mothers, who are still going on like they've known each other for years. "Your mom's really pretty," he says. "Thanks. It's weird to think of her as pretty. She's just mom, you know?" He nods. "You look a lot like her," he adds. "Huh? That's cool. No one ever says I look like my mom." But then he goes on and says, "I had no idea your mother was white. That's how you get your good looks, I guess." Wait. At first, I'm not even sure what he means. Then it hits me. What? He doesn't stop there. "Mixed kids are always pretty," he adds, pushing his bangs to the side. My face is going hot. It dawns on me that he hasn't got the foggiest notion of what he has just said. So I decide to tell him. "So, you're saying that the pretty part of me came from my mom, and if I weren't pretty, then that would have come from my dad?" That's not what I meant. That's not," he stammers. His mother is waving bye to Mom and giving Clint the time to leave nod. He can't seem to look at me and ends up lopping away without even saying goodbye. And then he's gone. I stare after him, feeling so sad. He didn't have a clue. He had no idea how much that hurt. Not a clue.